serving as co-director along with Kathy and Stacy.
Stacy and Kathy.
Stacy and Kathy.
As we begin our worship together, we want to acknowledge that this valley has existed for millennia, carved by glaciers and defined by First Peoples stewardship. We stand upon the land of the Silan, of the Antioquia, the Pisquausa, the Wenatchee Colville, and the Wenatchee Yakima tribal nations. They are the ancestral stewards of the lands where we gather, and they are our neighbors today.
We commit to resisting the erasure of indigenous histories, following Native leadership, and centering tribal voices.
We are glad to be here together. Here at Holden Village, we strive to practice generous hospitality. Welcome to each of you from every spiritual path and wisdom tradition. Holden Village welcomes you into the wilderness to form and renew your relationship with God, the Holy Mystery, with the earth, and with one another. Your presence here is a blessing, and we are grateful you are here. You are invited to participate in sacred spaces in ways that are life-giving and meaningful to you.
Good evening. I am Pastor Mark Griffith, he, him pronouns, and again, I am delighted to welcome you here to this space. This year, we celebrate the practice of Jubilee, an ancient yearning in Jewish and Christian traditions. Tonight, we enter the Jubilee rhythms of release, renew, and return. You received a slip of paper as you entered. As we celebrate together, release into it the burdens you carry with you. Use one of the writing implements that was passed out. I know there's not enough, but we can share them along the pews. Write down all of those things that you will release, everything that will fit on that little piece of paper. And at the end of our service, we will practice releasing those. Welcome to these ancient and current practices. This Jubilee Vesper service represents the work of many people, and we are grateful for their contribution to our service this evening.
Tonight, may we open our hands and loosen our grip. We open our hearts, letting go of feeling we are not enough, releasing shame's hold on us, our grasping onto what the world says gives us worth. Tonight, we open our minds to new ideas, perspectives, possibilities. With open hearts and hands, we welcome the truth to who we are. We yearn to be free, to experience enough, released from the need for more.
With open hearts and hands, we welcome the challenge to who we are.
In our pursuit of more, in our doubt of enough, we overtax and abuse the earth and one another. We release our grip on natural resources that damage creation and neighbor.
With open hearts and hands, we welcome the abundance of jubilee.
We release the fear and anger that distort our relationships. We release the patterns of exploitation, and we relinquish the yoke of oppression.
With open hearts and hands, we welcome the freedom of jubilee.
We release our expectations that hold us back from receiving the gift of this moment.
With open hearts and hands, we welcome the gift of jubilee.
And as our week and our life together unfold, may we be prepared, supported, and nurtured to return to wherever you came from.
I commit to a practice of jubilee that is life-giving for the community, the planet, and thus for me. I commit to investing in and receiving from others with consent and grace.
This week, may you continue to release your burdens, break the yoke of injustice, and be set free. The jubilee is being fulfilled in our practice.
A reading from St. Luke, the 4th chapter. When Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because God has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. The Lord has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And Jesus rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to say to them, "Today, the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing." Word of God, word of life.
Before our reading from Isaiah, I just want to let you know I was standing in the back and I noticed this font was a little small on our projection. Did anybody else notice that? Sorry about that. We will fix that, I promise. Rejoicing in the spirit of Jubilee. We hear from Isaiah, the 58th chapter. "Is this not the fast I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice? To undo the shackles of the yoke? To let the oppressed go free? To break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your homes? When you see the naked, to cover them, and to not hide yourself from your own kin, then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall quickly spring up." The invitation to fast is a form of release. Fasting is letting go of practices or patterns of consumption for a period of time. The prophet Isaiah asks us to be thoughtful and intentional about our fasting and releasing with the powerful question, "Is this the fast we choose?"
Forth and water dry places and life-giving water. the yoke from each other's shoulders. Stand before justice with trembling boldness, beginning together, repairing the breaches, restoring the streets where we live.
Now, as you prepare to depart, may God bless you in your jubilee. May you be blessed as you release, renew, and return. You are invited to begin this week by releasing your burden. Write down a concern, fear, anxiety, shame, doubt, whatever it may be for you. Write down a word that represents what you will release. And as you leave, drop that slip of paper into one of the vessels of water around our space and watch it disappear and be free. Go in peace, release, renew, return. Well, there's a part for you. There we go. Thanks be to God, the Jubilee is being fulfilled in our practice.
We are Have a great night, everybody. Have a good sleep after your long day, and we'll see you tomorrow.